Yes, it is. So as Ndifuna Ukwazi, we work with the Solidarity Space. Solidarity Space consists of social movements, community leaders, and some other people who are not affiliated with any social movements. So they came together because they have the same struggle, which is land and housing. And with land and housing, it's not only about the roof over your head, but with everything else that comes with it, including basic services. So as people who are staying in mostly informal settlements, they've raised concerns regarding lack of transparency and accountability from their ward councillors. So we decided to have this engagement of ward councillors and the communities at large so that they could have an engagement, but with the people to have their minimum demands, that is the communities to have like the minimum demands, because we know we have the local elections next year. So in order to advance their struggle of land and housing, then they're going to draft those minimum demands and then hand them to their ward councillors. And we saw that we are not trying to break this relationship between ward councillors and and the communities, but a space where communities and councillors can work together in finding a way forward into 2026. So far, we have councillors from MK, from the Good Party, the ANC, EFF, DA, and Rise Mzansi, who have confirmed that they will be attending this councillors in Mbizo. In overall, this space is for the communities to, you know, to have a plan to address, or to have a plan going into, you know, into 2026, and also address this land and urban land issues that, you know, that they're facing. And also, we know that, you know, basic services has always been an issue, and, you know, that can be also spoken on, like the plan in addressing, you know, the basic services issue moving into next year. So that will be some of the things that will be part of, you know, their minimum demands going into 2026.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you've had a fairly good response, because the parties you mentioned are basically the big hitters. And is this exactly what you were hoping for? Because obviously ward councillors operate at a different level, if you know what I'm trying to say. Their feet have to be on the ground.
Yes. So this is what we've been hoping for. You know, with preparations before this is councillors in Mbizo, for example, we met with the regional ANC regional secretary and the chairperson to let him know that there is this opportunity of, you know, councillors coming together with the people, because, you know, there's that lack of transparency and accountability. And they saw that as, you know, there is something that, you know, it's been said, and which is a good opportunity. And with the Good Party and the other political parties as well, they felt that this is like a really great space, not just to call to hold the councillors accountable, but, you know, to have a plan. Because in most instances, when there's ward meetings, you find that a lot of people, they don't attend those meetings because maybe they're late at night and there is no transportation for that. But then with these councillors in Mbizo, we're trying to make sure that each and every community that needs that, you know, engagement with their ward councillor, they get that. And transportation will also be provided for communities that needs, you know, transport into going into the venue. And it's going to be in Khayelitsha at the O.R. Tambo Hall, which is the Muwe Hall, on the 11th of September, which is this week on Thursday, from 8:30 up until 4:00.
Yeah, certainly interesting. So it's going to be a whole day process. What sort of a program are you going to take the councillors through? I mean, is it a special program, or will it just be people discussing and a consensus arriving at the way forward?
So we're planning to have like a two-session program First session will be like an education program, because with us political organizers, education comes first before anything else, before any action is taken. So we're going to have an educational program where my vote counts will be facilitating a session on the roles and responsibilities of ward councillors, and also ward committees, how they are formed, so that when people have questions, then they know what they're speaking on with their ward councillors. And then the second part is engagements, where ward councillors will be divided. If you know the setting for the first Thursday, where there's a lot of, you know, the city stakeholders, is going to be something like that, where all the ward councillors will have their own booth, and then the communities under that ward, then they can meet and have a conversation with their ward councillors. And also, lastly, have come back to a plenary session where, you know, people can voice out, these are the assistance that we need, and also these are the problems that we have had, and then how do we all work together into, you know, finding solutions for all those problems that, you know, communities have moving forward.
Interesting stuff indeed. And Ntombi Sambo, political organizer, Indifuna Ukwazi, on Thursday in Khayelitsha, having a session with ward councillors about our housing and land headaches, I'll put it that way. Ntombi Sambo, carry on with the good work, and let's hope that something really positive comes out of the meeting with the ward councillors. It certainly is good to do a story on something positive. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.